Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of 4-Day Week Trend, Trending Edition. I am Jack. That is Miles.
That is. This is.
It is him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. How was your 4 days?
It was fuck. It was jam packed. My mother in law was in town.
Mm-hmm.
We went all up and down the state to go visit people. Fucking fireworks were not every fucking night, basically starting Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good. How about you?
It's good. It's good. We're on the East Coast. It's very steamy. There's like
humid,
literal steam, a little mist that my kids don't know how to make sense of. But yeah, it's been nice.
You're not lying to them and telling them it's like something spooky, right?
Yeah, it's ghosts.
Yeah. It's ghost sweat. So you know it's hot because the ghost starts sweating.
Yeah. Should we kick it off with a little underrated, overrated?
Kick it off, man. Come on, Vinny Testaverde.
Was he a kicker?
No. I'm thinking, what's the other Vinny?
Adam Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri, yeah.
Adam Vinatieri, Testaverde.
It's a V, it's a Vinny.
No, the Italians with a Vin in their name will allow it.
Vinatieri.
I feel like I do firework stuff every year after the 4th of July.
What do you mean?
Like I come back complaining about the same thing. But for my underrated, I'm going to switch it out. I'm going to go with how much of my time as a father of a 5-year-old boy,
mm-hmm.
any apology I ever make, any public apology, I will just inexplicably open it by saying, as a father of a 5-year-old boy.
I know. And he's actually 14 now, Jack. At one point I was.
Yeah. But just how much of my time is devoted to building Legos, rebuilding Legos.
I remember you said you were taught you completely fucked up a Lego thing.
I destroyed a Hulkbuster, Miles.
And then you were like, should I call? Is there a service I can call? What do I do? And then, so we've not just come back to you're doing
it. Put that thing together with him. And then when he wasn't around, I just like picked it up incorrectly. I think I must have like missed a part. I think I like skipped a step or something. And it just
fatal error
shattered into 100 pieces.
What was the exact toy?
It's the Hulkbuster. So it's a
Iron Man suit.
Yeah. It's cool.
Oh, shit.
It's very cool. It's for an advanced age, you know, it's for like 8-year-olds, plus, but my 5-year-old like takes a lot of pride in being able to finish 8+ Legos. And so, I'm in the doghouse, man. I'm
How
in the
far?
Doghouse over here, brother.
Are you rebuilding that thing right now?
Yeah. Just,
How far
well, I didn't travel with it. But that's the other thing is like, it's a weird premise,
man, give me,
to have
tell
a
me how
toy.
To break into your house. I'll go build it while you're away.
It's a weird premise to like, cause I didn't really fuck with Legos when I was a kid.
And really?
Yeah. I don't know what was
fuck?
Wrong with
you're
me.
You're so like nerdy.
I just didn't know
bro.
About
you didn't,
them.
You
I
didn't like building shit?
Toy guns was like all I cared about.
Oh, wow.
And then just running around. Action figures, He-Man action figures, a lot of homoeroticism built in there.
Buff
I think
guys.
It explains a lot. But yeah, just the idea of a toy. My toys, like when you pick them up wrong, didn't break into 100 different pieces.
Well, that's the thing with Legos, man. That they're not. I remember I loved Legos, and I started playing with Legos because my older cousins were really good at Legos, and then I was like, "You can't handle this shit. You're a baby." Yeah. And I was like, "Fuck you!" And I would start making them. But then I remember the first I had a Lego car, and you know, like when you're a kid, you start crashing shit into each other. That's how, like, one of the first forms of play you do with car toys. I smashed the fuck out of this, like not even the fuck out of it. I just was playing with it like it wasn't made of little blocks, and it exploded, and I had a fucking meltdown. And that's when my mom was like, "These aren't fucking like Rough House toys. They're like the kind you just like build them shits and you go lightly with them." And I slowly learned, but that's why
to get you ready for a life of dealing with delicate glassware and less of like the things that boys naturally
crystal stemware. Now, I can
what my boy naturally gravitates toward. My 5-year old
playing songs on crystal stemware.
So that's my underrated. What you got?
Underrated, knowing how to time your pet's anxiety meds so they don't have a meltdown with the fireworks.
Oh, man.
On the bottle, it says 2 hours before a potentially stressful event to give your pet this kind of stuff, because my dog is super anxious. So when the fireworks go off, he will like, he just starts like shaking and shit. So the first night, gave him way too late. The second time, gave him way too early. And then Goldilocks did the last two nights of fireworks. And yeah, he's been fine. But yeah, dude, I always joke to people. I'm like, fireworks season in LA is pretty similar, but truly like in my neighborhood, it starts on December 31st and ends on December 31st. Like it's motherfuckers have just any reason to just set shit off where I live. And I get it. I like it. But now like with a baby, like, It's funny how quickly I went from like, yeah, send that shit up to being like, I got a fucking kid, man. Like that's my whole, I've done a 180 in that part. But anyway, yeah, learning how to, when the meds hit right. But shout out to the veterinarian who hooked it up.
Nice. I mean, I have a fireworks related overrated, which is fireworks displays. Like I feel like, so the first 15 or so fireworks in a display, and I'm speaking for myself because I prefer sporadically like little impromptu displays from different people's backyards, like, you know, and please do it like right as the sun goes down. So people aren't having to like wake up in the middle of the night or, you know,
like
you
can time your,
over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like the second you commit to doing a long display in one place where everyone's gathering, and like those first 15, really great. No notes on the first 15 fireworks. And then it's just the same shit over and over again. I think it's mainly for kids, right? And kids are on board a little bit more for a little bit longer. But
define display. Are we talking about like people like legit pyrotechnic show or somebody who just got a bunch of illegal fireworks? Like, hey, we're doing a display in my yard.
No, like when there is a fireworks show, like the town's putting on their fireworks show. Gotcha, you go to a place if you can see it from your place, great. And it just lasts. Like I happened to be watching CNN last night. They were showing New York's fireworks, which are, I think, some of the most famous. And like they just like outlasted the song. Like they were playing the Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. And then the song ended. And they were like, and wow, what a great, they're still going. They went for like 5 minutes longer. That person's like,
New York,
and then they were just, it was aggressive and it lasted for like the finale just felt, I don't know. It felt like it was designed to fuck with pets and veterans. And I don't know. It just feels like they need to either figure out some new types of fireworks. Or like 3 minutes. Like, is anyone out there like 3 minutes way too short for a fireworks display? Otherwise, I feel like we could get it done in 3 minutes. Like people I like are constantly complaining that movies are too long, but I have literally never seen
where's
a fireworks
that energy
display
for the fireworks
that didn't seem like it was dragging ass a couple minutes in.
Yeah, it all depends, man, because unless you're seeing like a renowned fireworks display, it can get a little boring because like you only usually like you only got maybe like the three types of fireworks people do. You know what I mean? But I think for me personally, I would probably prefer if we had something more like in the movie Coneheads, where Dan Aykroyd is in charge of the fireworks display at the homecoming game and he has one bottle rocket, but it sets off like a supernova in the sky and everyone's all fucked up from looking at it and it's just one explosion. I'm fine with that. Like, just give me something spectacular in one go, because I feel like
there was that one town that accidentally set off all their fireworks at once.
Perfect.
Like, they just didn't do the timing. Perfect.
Perfect. That's all you need.
Yeah. It was like shock and awe.
There was one in a nearby town that did a half hour one.
Yeah. And no, that's too
and
much.
I saw some of it. And I'm like, yo, these are some low rent fireworks too. 30, like you're doing 30 minutes because you're doing quantity over quality.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. I'm pure quality. I can just, you can give me one gigantic one. That's fine. Just do a mushroom cloud. Fine. Good.
I kind of want to interview for one of our expert episodes, like somebody who is like the firework display architect, who's like, you know, real in the orthodoxy of like, no. 3 minutes is simply too short.
Why is that? He's like, the human brain. It's like, wait, what?
Miles, you're really telling a story with these fireworks.
and in this case, the oldest story. It's us just freeing ourselves from the shackles of King George.
Yes. by the way, I do, like, there. Speaking of the oldest story, starting a fire, a campfire, I could watch that for an hour. I could just watch it, look at a fucking campfire. I think this is just me being like, I'm old. I'm old, everyone.
Holy
I'm old.
Shit. Just over Prairie and over Home again. Companion over here.
Yeah.
I love to see a fire get started.
Look
with
at
some...
that dang thing.
Wow, oh, yeah, look that's... at that tinder wood he got.
What you burning over there? You're asking to a different, a nearby fire. Yeah.
Oh, just some wood. Okay. What are you going to start it? Some birch bark? Is that birch bark? Birch bark's good, I hear, to start a fire with. It got oil in it.
Got a little kindling.
Anyway, so my overrated is making a quote unquote beach day work when the weather is not fucking conducive to having a quote unquote beach day.
Yeah.
I'm spoiled. Because I'm from Los Angeles. So when we go to the beach, we would be like, yo, is it fucking hot? Let's go to the fucking beach. That, like, it's going to be scorching. Let's just go frolic in the sea. Then I know people who are just beach people all the time. Like, they just want to be at the beach whenever. And this weekend, some parts of the state, some parts of Southern California looked really hot. Which sometimes, I think a lot of people have this habit of just assuming that because it's hot, like in one part of LA, it means the beaches are going to be fucking sweltering.
No.
And then you go, it's overcast as shit.
Yeah.
And the high is 65.
It's a two-part question. Is it hot where you are?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it hot when you're standing directly next to the largest thing on Earth, the Pacific Ocean, which is frigid at all times? It's fucking freezing. It's
not
so much colder than the Atlantic
waters,
Ocean.
Unless you're in the, like, near the equator or something. But it's just funny because like I find how much of a beach curmudgeon I can be. Like I love going to places where it's great beach weather. But when it's cold, I'm like shivering in the sand. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? What's the point
just
of this,
bury
man?
Me here.
Yeah, totally. And I just become like the life is drained out of me. But then like after a while, you kind of have fun. But I still don't understand. Like when I see like little kids playing in that cold ass water.
Yeah,
I now realize how my mom like would always respond to be like, oh, my God, what are you doing? You're going to catch a cold type shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know where I lost that joy to be just in the shivering cold.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
I think we're getting old, man. We got the beach curmudgeon over here. And,
beach curmudgeon.
The campfire appreciator. AKA, we're the oldest humans on the planet.
On Earth. Yeah.
Old man.
Make Joe Biden look like a zoomer.
That's right. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some of the things that were trending over the long weekend.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
And we're back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do really believe, I don't know if you guys talked about this on Thursday, but it does seem like there is a real strategy of like dumping big news, like right heading into a holiday weekend, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
But yeah, obviously the Supreme Court was really doing that shit at the end of last week. Some things that were trending over the weekend, 4th of July, Beria.
Yeah. at GOP on Twitter. It's so stupid. This really isn't that big of a deal. I mean, it just indicates how far we've fallen. At GOP tweeted 247 years ago, basically, it's like our forefathers, blah, blah, blah. It's like an Independence Day tweet. And yeah, they posted a graphic with two what they believe to be American flags. But what most people realized who, you know, have played Carmen Sandiego or just into flags are like, that's the Liberian flag.
Yeah, one
sir.
Star.
That's literally one star. It's Liberia. And they just like quietly deleted it and then just posted a bunch of Americana horse shit, like just to kind of cleanse the timeline. But it's funny because all these users just kept coming back to like reply, like screen caps of that first tweet. And they're like, y'all don't even know is this you? The people who don't know the flag? Okay. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah.
They came for the White House pride flag on like
flag code
grounds.
Flag
yeah,
code.
They were literally talking, citing the U.S. flag code, which, you know, they clearly found out was a thing after rage Googling it at 3 a.m. But their complaint was that putting the pride flag on the White House was in breach of flag code.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. What is that exactly? Because you guys are the people who don't even know which flag is ours.
American flag needs to be the highest flag on White House, which... First of all, they took a picture of just a small part of the White House and cut out the part where there was an American flag up higher than the, like, on the top of the White House. And second of all, is like, not even an official thing. It's yeah, just bullshit.
Yeah, they're not, again, it's so funny. The conservatives always like, if society is like moving too far along for them, then they have to go back to find some weird rule.
Yeah.
Like, it's against the rules. But then you also contradict it constantly with your policies that like, it's like, it's in the Constitution, but I will also violate other people's enumerated rights within the Constitution. So it's very tiring. I think it's just a nice cherry on top that, you know, with all this fucking hand wringing about the flag code, that the people who run their social media accounts don't even know what the fuck the flag yeah, is. I think some other Congress people also did it too. This wasn't like, it's not an isolated incident. People pretty regularly, I think, post the Liberian flag thinking it's the American flag.
Yeah, just it's the like PowerPoint presentation version of the American flag. Like, yeah, well, I can't put 50 stars on this bitch.
Oh, this one's cool. It's like minimal. It's like got one star. Okay. Right. One yeah. star review of America.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of the White House and conservatives freaking Woo! Out, we got a cocaine caper. so we talked last week. Cocaine mania is transforming America into a country of, you know, strung out 80 stockbrokers. But a baggie of coke was found in the White House on the 4th of July weekend. And there was a brief evacuation, Miles.
For sure. Cool.
Yeah.
They saw white powder and they thought we were back in like the, who was it? Was it Tom Daschle that got the white powder? Yeah. That feels like a throwback.
So they then tested the white powder, presumably in a bathroom stall on a Depeche Mode CD case, and discovered that it was cocaine. And now the Secret Service is launching a full investigation, reviewing video footage, scouring entrance logs, which both seems like a complete waste of time. And also, I feel like we're not going to get, unless it's just like some guy visiting the White House, like, we're not going to get the answers.
Yeah, cool. who left their? I'm like, I feel bad for the person who left their cocaine there.
Yeah,
that's they're like, ah, shit. What? Fucking dropped the baggie, bro. Where? In the White House? No. Oh my God! How are we gonna
go back and get it?
I fucking can't.
Back to the fucking White House.
Did you see this fucking on lockdown? Dude's a guy in a fucking bomb suit. They probably think it's anthrax or some shit. Well, that's good. I mean, at least they're being safe because you never know. Like, the police might randomly pass out near it if they get too close to the bag. So
I do feel like if Joe Biden accidentally like stepped on it and just like a little cocaine dust like accidentally got inhaled, it might kill him. Like he's like Trump, right? He like never drank or like did anything. So I feel like,
he did it. Why'd I vote for him?
I know. Fucking dork.
You got to do coke if I'm going to vote for you, Joe. I'm sorry, man.
That is your policy. You're like a drug dealer in a movie where you're like, you got to prove to me.
You're not a cop, man.
You're not a cop. Do this right. Okay.
Rail. All right. You're under arrest, but you did the, yeah. So what? Shit, I thought it was a law. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be a big smoke bomb to distract from, I don't know, the existing Hunter Biden
story.
That is
my question. Because obviously the New York Post and the conservative media are like, it's Hunters. It's got to be Hunters. And on the one hand, my first instinct is like, well, can't be Hunters because we found out about it. Like they would just cover that shit up. Like the New York Post created a whole map of the building. Like, it's a game of Clue, like a topical map of, like, here's this room.
It's like one of those stories where it's a little thing that I'd imagine it's mostly conservative media that, like, is latching onto it, making it seem like a bigger story than it is because they can use cocaine, Biden, and then just, like, just wring that out for as much of what little juice is left in that berry. Because, like, I don't know, there was a huge event. Oh, like there too. So I don't know, you know, people in and out of there all the time.
Yeah, Chainsmokers were playing the like some washed like DJ. But that does, I don't know. There is a world to me that makes sense that like, because why let it become a question? It's either a smoke bomb to distract from something else, or I think there is a world in which like they are tired of. Like when you look at like leaks from the Hunter Biden laptop, which is the only news I consume.
Of course. Well, you just look at those two pictures.
My conservative uncle sends me.
Yes. No, you're not really going through stuff. You just go back and forth to image files.
Yeah. But like, there's a reason that this has to leak, right? Like it's a pretty buttoned up operation, the White House,
right? No, because the way I saw it over the weekend was there was like an AP alert because they had to call in a hazmat team.
Oh, okay,
and that's why it became news, because suddenly a hazmat team was called to the White House because the secrets. So at first I was like, oh shit, like what the f-? You know, it was more like, is it anthrax type energy? Was what the news was. And then it's like, False alarm, guys. It's just one of the Secret Service agents' Coke.
Yeah. Probably. There's an AP alert that went out that was like, hey, somebody left their Coke,
at the White House, y'all. Come get it. 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 Hurry, hurry, hurry before it's a news story. And then I think from there, then you can have the words. It's like a Mad Libs where you have cocaine, Biden, White House. Yeah.
So my theory was that like the Secret Service is like tired of being on the Hunter Biden detail and are just like, all right, let's leak this. But that's, you know.
Nah. It was because they thought
we'll
it was.
Be quoting this.
Yeah. They're like, even their own people believe it.
We do work for the Biden White House. Oh, that is,
we are their own people.
All right. Twitter had a tough weekend. Those of us who are still on Twitter.
I didn't go on there, but I saw what happened. They're throttling how many fucking tweets you can see now.
Yeah.
Like there's a limit unless you pay.
Yeah. Unless you're one of the blue checks.
Oh my God.
So start limiting the number of posts you could see each day in 600, which a lot of tweets for me, but people were apparently reaching their limit and seeing a post that was like, you have reached the end of Twitter for the day. Go outside.
Oh, and no, they upped it. Unverified can do 1,000 now.
Yeah.
10,000 if you are verified.
The big one is crazy to me is that like they're also limiting use of TweetDeck, which affects like super users,
right? But
they're also like, you can't see tweets unless you're logged in, which
so cool.
The main way you could bring new users to your site is removed.
Don't need them Just need these assholes to start coughing up money and then it'll all be okay. That feels like their whole strategy. It's like, we just got to fucking squeeze these fuckers until they start paying us. And I don't know what that force will do if that pushes them to another place, but come on.
Yeah. You need people to be able to spend unlimited time on your platform. If like even though he's like, I don't want it to be ad supported as much as like subscription supported, that ship sailed. He hired an ad salesperson as his CEO, and every one of these moves is just like disastrous for a business like that.
I feel like Linda Yaccarino had like a really like stupid explanation for like why the site is as backwards as it is. Again, she speaks in such vague terms. I never know what the fuck she's saying. She said, when you have a mission like Twitter, you need to make big moves to keep strengthening the platform. This work is meaningful and ongoing.
Big
what
move?
The fuck does that? Whatever. Just keep frustrating people on there. I mean, it's been the best way, honestly, for me to use the site less.
Yeah, that is. It is helpful to people who are trying to have lives, but it's bad for them. It's got yet more ammo for people who are somehow under the impression that Elon Musk doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He claimed it was because bots are like scraping Twitter to feed like AI algorithms. People knowledgeable about that say like that happens, but it's been a thing for a very long time and wouldn't have just like kicked up recently. And also he cut all these services as a $1 billion bill to Google for cloud hosting was due. So chances are he just like doesn't have enough money.
Oh, I like that. My man is canceling the free trial right at the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Elon. We see you. You broke billionaire.
Meta has an app that the mainstream media is going crazy about called Threads that's scheduled to drop on Thursday, I believe. And it bills itself as like an Instagram app that is basically aimed at Twitter users. But I don't know. Twitter is kind of defined by its lack of functionality. Like it doesn't have the things that Facebook already has or like Instagram. So like they're just going to launch a version of their most popular sites that just like has features removed. I guess like the thing that makes you want to be on Twitter is the people who are already there and like the established culture and, you know, that's being rapidly destroyed, but at least like I have a list of people that I follow who are funny and I can go there and be entertained by them. So I don't know.
Maybe buy a ticket to their shows, Jack.
Mm,
maybe that's
sounds inefficient, Miles.
Yeah. buy 3,000 tickets of your favorite comedians. The thing with the threads, though, that I was reading is that, like, it's not even coming out in the EU because the privacy shit is, like, so fucked up. They're gonna like, take your blood type if you use threads based on, like, when you look at all the info, like, the data that it's trying to get. I think it's a very clever thing because we all know how when Apple made it very difficult for, like, you know, these apps to scrape other data, like, passively, you know how, like, you can opt out basically from sharing all that data? That, like, fucked Facebook terribly. And maybe they're back with this being like, well, maybe we can get some of that sweet, sweet data from with our Threads app to get people, you know, on our shit. And then we can learn everything about them again.
Yeah, my gut is that it's not going to be replaced by, because it's, like, so powered by people who are, you know, a small number of people who are really active and smart on Twitter. And so I just feel like the solution is not going to be like, and we all just discovered that Mark Zuckerberg created this cool thing that has no problems and is a safe place for everybody to go. So I don't know. I'm guessing that's not it, but the mainstream media, I think, is going to cover it as that.
I mean, yeah,
every fist fight was called off.
Right. Well, I don't know. It still seems like it's on, actually.
Oh, really?
Every news article Elon's continues mom? To talk about it. Yeah, but he's training with George St. Pierre and shit.
And I know who that is because I'm a...
He's a guy who looks like a discount Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's all you need to know. And he was like a UFC fighter. But yeah, the thing that's really wild is, like, when I'm looking at all of this stuff, that the data that it's scraping, it's truly like, oh yeah, it's surveillance capitalism, the app, is what Threads is. I mean, like, pretty much all Meta apps are, because that's, like, their entire business. But again, that's why it won't be launching in the EU quite yet, because, you know, they have, like, laws that are like, hey, don't send people sensitive data all around.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea that I don't actually, it's not a practice I actually, you know, engage in, but I probably should, is just, like, check whether it's legal in the EU, and then, you know, but then I wouldn't be able to drink Mountain Dew.
Yeah, so, or have Skittles.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Skittles, the other one that has that dye in it?
Yeah.
There's, like, certain candies, too,
like that the thing like, that, like, makes it shiny, I think, is actually wood polish.
Love it.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with a couple more stories. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
And we're back.
We're so back.
The wokes finally killed Hollywood, guys. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny made fun of capitalism in the trailer.
Oh, shit.
There was like some line that was like, he was like, you stole that from me. You stole that from me. And then Phoebe Waller-Bridge was like, it's called capitalism, guys. And so I think everyone's mad, and that's why it didn't do well.
Don't make us aware of it.
Because it's an action movie that stars an 80-year-old.
Hey, man. 80-year-olds can also be slightly compelling action stars. 80-year-olds can kick their own ass by being in a movie.
Also, he's like never been, he's always had 80-year-old vibes. Like when he throws a punch, he usually falls over. Forward. Like he always seems off balance. He always seems like he's on a ship that is in rough weather. Like whenever he's in a fist fight, you know?
He's like, he's got like drunken master fighting style. In all Harrison Ford movies, he's never been someone who's thrown like a convincing punch. He's almost well, I guess I gotta hit you. Like it's sort of his like fighting style.
I feel like he throws a punch and then his like suit jacket flies up over his head somehow.
Yeah. I always have a picture of him and like his jacket has like come over his elbow like he's in a hockey fight where someone pulled his jersey over his head.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? Oh, I think it's in Clear and Present Danger.
Yeah. Clear and Present Danger and Air Force One are basically the same character. And it's like, you know, he's tough, but he worked at
the desk. I think in Clear and Present Danger, it's the scene where they're convoy gets ambushed in Colombia and like they start getting like rocket blasted and shit, and I think there's this shot where he's running away from like a Suburban and like
I still remember that scene where the Secret Service guy goes, we're getting rocket blasted, sir.
But yeah Jack, it's this explosion because his arms it's this one. You know, because his jacket's all like,
he loves to
clumsy.
Have a suit jacket flying up behind him.
And that's what I think Harrison Ford, like, totally. in his most action-packed, he's like clumsily navigating his own suit jacket.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, he's one of our greatest movie stars currently. Fogging a mirror. So I don't want to blame renowned. That at all.
I
think you need, for something like this, to really succeed, and it also like didn't totally tank. It made $82 million over its first 5 days. But I think you really need the reviews to be like super fucking strong. You know, it's like a movie that people remember. Like the first three are like two of the first three, I guess, are classics, and the fourth one like sucked. So to get people back, I think they really needed this to be like really, really strongly reviewed, and the reviews were just more in the like Fast and the Furious range. And I don't think that was going to do it for them. I think they should have paid Rotten Tomatoes a little bit more to get them up in the like 80s.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Just goose the numbers. Come on. They're goosed. I think they think they got to just do like Barbie right now. Barbie is doing the thing that Indiana Jones should have been doing, which is I'm going to see Barbie. I'm going to see it. There's so much marketing that also has me excited. Like they're everywhere to the point that I think there's a global movement happening to see Barbie. And with Indiana Jones, like it was like a whimper of like an announcement or any kind of hype, which they should, because you're trying to press that nostalgia button on the audience, which Barbie's doing very well, I think, marketing wise.
Yeah.
That I feel like that, because the way I when interacted with it was just hearing people be like, oh yeah, did you see it? I'm like, oh, it's out. They're like, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I heard. And then cut to me at the movie theater deciding which movie to go to. I chose No Hard Feelings because it was shorter.
Jennifer Lawrence. You chose, give me one ticket to Jennifer Lawrence, please, sir.
Give me one ticket to the Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
How was it? Jennifer Lawrences. It's fun. It's like a great, it's like a fucking, it's fun, baby. I can't get mad at it. It's short. That's what I like it. It was predictable. Yeah. Matthew Broderick is in it. And and I'm like, whoa, look at old ass Matthew Broderick, which is nice to see because I'm so used to seeing Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the form of Connor Roy that it's nice to see Ferris Bueller himself now in his latter days. But yeah, it was fun. And yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, I'm not going to front. She has good comedic chops.
This feels like the most full embodiment of them like matching her off screen persona to her like you usually like she was in serious roles for the most part, right? Like they, yeah. I feel like she had never gone full Jennifer Lawrence in a movie to this point. And so I,
oh yeah,
I
and like to play like a scumbag type character.
Yeah.
Like she's kind of like a scumbag. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's I'm not, again, and it's under 2 hours. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Come on, baby.
So the problem with Dial of Destiny that, you know, people are mentioning when they're like, it only made $82 million is that it cost $295 million, Miles. That's,
is it because we're talking like Avatar type? Do they really remove his jowls for the whole movie? I heard it's just the first 30 minutes that he's jowlless.
Yeah. He's actually had complete male pattern baldness for the past 40 years and just everything he's appeared in.
Refuses to wear wigs, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, figure it out in post.
That was a big part of the Waterworld budget, was Kevin Costner being like, my hair doesn't look good there because it's wet. So yeah. we're going to need to add a full head of hair back.
And a lot of braid too, if you don't mind. I've always thought it'd be cool to have a little braid.
Oh, if you don't think he actually got the braid, you're crazy. But some reports even think it may have actually cost more than $300 million. And that's without marketing costs. Oh, so this is like pure production budget. It's like,
wait, so what was his fee? What was,
I don't know, but that is the thing that they like, there is a financial benefit to being someone who's just terminally over everything. Like, yeah. It just seems like he's just like, what? I don't know, man. What? Fine. If you pay me enough, but like the higher price tags reportedly due to Harrison Ford's salary, Steven Spielberg's huge producing fee, and then the stop and start of production during COVID, which, you know, can't hate him for that.
Wait. Oh, so it's saying that it's an estimated $20 million for Harrison Ford. That's more. So Jennifer Lawrence made more money than Harrison Ford did. She made 25 doing No Hard Feelings.
I mean, rightly so.
No, but I just love that this movie goes way, because that was the other problem with No Hard Feelings. I think we were talking about it because JM was bringing up how the budget was also super high in No Hard Feelings. And even though it did semi well, it's hard to like recoup a lot of like the talent fees.
I feel like nobody was buying a ticket for Dial of Destiny. And first of all, nobody was buying a ticket to Dial of Destiny and saying the words Dial of Destiny, which they...
No.
Another thing, I would say pay Rotten Tomatoes more to get the review up over like 80, 90%. And also like fire whoever the fuck is coming up with these titles, like Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and Dial of Destiny.
Right.
Such fucking clunkers, man. But yeah, apparently it looks like shit. Like the CGI looks pretty bad. That JM went and saw it and said, which, like, there needs to be some sort of sea change with how Hollywood thinks about CGI, because it's been bad for a couple of years now. Like, post all of the Avengers movies, they're just, I think it might be that, like, effect houses unionize and start getting paid well, and, like, then you can actually stay in business.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know you're in trouble when, like, the people who win the Academy Award are already, like, out of business for The Life of Pi, and, like, the people who brought Tupac back to life for that live hologram event, like,
right,
they
right.
were out of business by the time that story hit. Like, it's just, it's a terrible, it seems like, I smell private equity, which would be my guess here.
Like, gotta take over the CG houses.
Yeah. Super producer Becca saw Indiana Jones and really had a good time. So, you know, it's,
I'm going to see that
as
shit.
For the Zeitgeist, our movie review rating, we have one, we're one for one. Although JM said the CG sucked. So maybe we have to get his official, fresher.
See
rotten.
It if you want talk of they, I'm sure there's like a lot of Nazi punching, or see, you know, No Hard Feelings, where if Jennifer Lawrence's character was a man, then you'd be like, this is the most fucked up movie I've ever seen in
Did
my
she
life.
Fuck that kid?
No,
I guess
no.
That was the question begged by the trailer.
I honestly, why is she on trial right now? I would watch it. And
right.
My honor, I would argue whether or not what occurred can be called intercourse.
Okay.
that is at all intriguing now. I don't know.
And then finally, some civil rights groups are challenging legacy admissions at Harvard University, you know, in light of the Supreme Court shooting down affirmative action at Harvard and other schools. And I don't know, I'm sure we'll start getting the infuriating like legal technicalities, but like the only explanation I've heard for like why not to do this is colleges being like, but it helps with donations, which is not really
what
like
do you put your fucking tuition for, you fuckwit?
Right.
Why and did those also, go up?
Well, they have like endowments of billions and billions of dollars. They have
get
endowments
the
of like
here.
A fucking hedge fund. And also like just saying that out loud, like that's not a like argument you make in the public. Like you don't say we let the rich white people's children into our supposedly idealistic institution because they give us money.
They give us money.
Oh, okay. Never mind. We thought something like racist and unfair was happening here.
Well,
never
just,
mind.
It's the logical evolution of already a discriminatory practice. On right. When you're out, we were telling, you know, it started in the 20s because it was a way to keep Jewish and minority students yeah. out of universities.
Yeah.
So then because they can't say that anymore, because at first they'd be like, well, that's how we keep, you know who out of right. the, out of the class. That they're now like, well, it's good for money.
That's the one they say out loud. Is yeah. That, well, because they bribe us. And yeah. we already have like a lot of money, but like we really fucking like money.
But those are
and
bribes. So
yeah.
Wait, no, what, I'm sorry. Like, what are you saying to do?
It's nothing else. It's just they bribe us. So don't think about the worst thing that it could be.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't have any legal expertise. I don't know how this thing like winds its way through the courts, but it does seem like pretty bulletproof to me at
yeah.
this point.
And again, you know, the study after study shows diversity in your classes is can like really make the difference in a lot of people's lives than going to like a one note monotone school where everyone, yeah. you know, fucking checkbooked their way into the class.
We just learn how to befriend jaded rich kids. Like,
yeah,
that's your skill that you're going to get to learn in the future here.
Yeah. Or yeah, exactly. Or like, yeah, we can, I don't know, whatever. It's, there's nothing that suggests doing it helps fucking anybody except to, you know, create less diversity into college classes and campuses.
Learn what rich kids who went to prep school call cocaine at Harvard. You know, cool. All right. You'll fit in at all the parties on yeah. the Hamptons. And yeah.
Where's your family's boat docked?
Exactly.
What flag do you fly on your yacht? Oh, not a Panamanian one? Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Truly, like, they give us money. It
is so bad.
It's so bad. And it's so just, it's blatantly that, like, the rich get favorable treatment. Like, it's, yeah. I mean, it's been an open secret, like in universities, or even not even secret. Yeah. It's just an open thing that they like didn't even think to make a secret.
I mean, a couple of years ago, we were talking about how flagrant it was. People were like, hey, make some fake ass regatta fucking pictures of you on a rowboat so yeah. we can get you into college. You don't have to yeah. do that shit. Like, yeah, it's there's clearly so many. We talk about this all the time. There's so many different versions of reality based on what your income is or your family's income or wealth is. Yeah. And one version is, you can be passive all the way into college and your money can get you there. Another version is you have to toil even in high school to like get your shit together to even be able to have some semblance of money to afford college. And right now we're debating whether or not we turn off their backdoor money spigot. Okay.
Yeah. Brett Kavanaugh, like, I'm sure you guys talked about this, but he is a legacy admission and he got into Yale because he claims he busted his tail.
So. He busted his tail, okay? God. As he a sperm.
He is just the crystallization of, like, what if a gym teacher was a Supreme Court justice? Like, everything, like, in seeing him interviewed during that Supreme Court, like, his hearing or whatever it was.
His confirmation.
Yeah, confirmation hearing. Like, he is just gym teacher and like high school football coach energy. Like, he stopped developing when he thought his high school football coach was cool.
He was on JV basketball his senior year and he never left town. Yeah, busting his tail, and he never left. And that pain now carries him all the way to the Supreme Court.
A lot of people think I'm on something. I'll tell you what I'm on. I'm on my bike 24 hours a day. Big Lance Armstrong energy. All right. those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, July 5th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.